Today, we're talking about teaching math to multilingual learners. We are considering language, content, and assessment. Language teachers are linguistically responsive, and this crosses over to the sheltered classroom instructors. Aware of the various and diverse linguistic backgrounds and sociolinguistic practices of our students, we value the diversity, and we also advocate for our students. Supporting students at many stages of their language development also allows us to foster linguistic tolerance, encouraging bilingualism and plurilingualism. Pluriliteracies include communication not only through language, but with visuals, with sounds, with gestures. Incorporating this and highlighting this, we value diverse language practices and script. The language of the content area is unique and more specific than academic language generally. Math discourse features include, for instance, language to report steps or language to explain a procedure. Specific to the domain of math, also phrasal verbs, using prepositions in a specific way, decline by, rise to, percentage of, and more. Also, the language of math includes complex noun phrases, like least common denominator, or mixed whole numbers. Further complicating the topic, synonyms represent like ideas, add plus, combine, and put together all for addition, and phrases that make numerical adjectives like half a dozen or two-thirds. And of course, it is more than numbers, as we've seen. The symbols that we use can be more than one for the same procedure, as in the division symbol or slash. Also for multiplication with the time symbol or the dot operator, or even numbers adjacent to parentheses or within adjacent parentheses. Our students will need to recognize terms like terms for the same procedure, minus, less, take away, all for subtraction, or like terms with different meanings, as in a percentage or 1%. Also, students will need to recognize when we discuss these concepts, x squared and x to the power of 2 represent or express the same idea. Therefore, the sheltered instruction classroom has content objectives and language objectives. So the teacher of the sheltered class will identify and develop the subject-specific academic language and plan to teach the language that the students will need to be successful in that content area. Generally, language teachers use these and apply them to the sheltered classes. These strategies are limiting teacher talk, providing longer thinking time before calling on a student to speak, reducing the speed, speaking slowly, using repetition and choral drilling for practice of new vocabulary, and correcting errors in student speaking or writing. The teachers also build background so students can place their new learning in their warehouse of knowledge, use graphic organizers to help students make connections or visually represent their learning, use the real thing, realia, dollars and coins, for instance, or manipulatives like base 10 blocks so that students can see what they're talking about and visualize some abstract concepts. Of course, our language goals will help will be more easily met if we group students intentionally, grouping them, for instance, by like home language so that they can confirm concepts in their first language. Or we might choose to group students by different home language or language background so that they will need to develop their language, the target language, in speaking to students from other language backgrounds. we do want to maximize interaction. And so we work to create opportunities for students to discuss and develop their academic language. We want to ask open-ended questions, and we want our students to be asking each other. And thus, in order to provide those opportunities to speak, we want to encourage discussion about, for instance, options, or explain steps to solving a problem, encourage students to defend their solution, or how they proved a geometry theorem, for instance, and also call on students to recount a formula or recall how to calculate area, circumference, or mean and median. We might also ask students to consider alternatives. And so these questions that are open-ended will be helpful to elicit that student response. Should we do this step? What if we tried or considered an alternative? And moving beyond praise, we want to ask for elaboration. Tell me more. What makes you think so? Please explain. Does anyone agree? All open-ended questions that prompt further explanation. We will ask students to defend their positions and consider other positions. For instance, we might say, this may be correct. How did you come to this? Why is this an important step? And what do you think about this method? Why? Encourage further thinking by considering other perspectives. That's a good start. We'll have a look in a moment. If you tried the question, what would you do differently? Would you do it this way? Why? Why not? These conversations about math help the students establish context, give them speaking practice, clarify concepts, process, and also allow us to model for them thought processes and for them to experiment in expression. These conversations help us as teachers assess our students, build relationships, and foster a supportive learning environment. Student-led conversations are important for them to develop the skills they need to be successful in their academic careers. It takes some risk, and teachers will need to structure and support the conversations so students learn to express themselves, advocate for themselves, and defend their positions. How might this apply to mainstream classes with multilingual learners in them? So taking from the sheltered instruction approach, mainstream classes, although they might not have the formal language objectives that the PSYOP lessons are developed around, structured language practice should be planned for. Scaffolds should be developed. Differentiation should be implemented. Bilingual texts or glossaries should be offered. And accommodations in assessment should be employed to support the multilingual learners. Thus, the teachers, instead of viewing their multilingual learners as deficient, view them as assets, call upon them, expect them to be able to achieve and to demonstrate mastery. We want the language-rich classrooms from the podcast with Tan Huynh and Adrian Mendoza, referring to the book by Seidlitz, 7 Steps to Language-Rich Interactive Classrooms are based on understanding and communicating that it's okay not to know something and how to say that, scaffolding that type of expression. Speaking in complete sentences, randomizing calling order, involving total response signals, providing visuals, structuring conversations, and structuring reading and structuring writing. Math is multidimensional. Remember, there are many ways to solve math problems. And math is visual. If students can visualize a concept, they can learn it. Students will read, talk, and write in the math classroom, reading word problems, talking about these word problems, sharing out and writing about their exercises, perhaps drawing at the lower grades, and completing sentence stems. Students can also keep record of their new learning in vocabulary study books, organizing them alphabetically or by phoneme, collecting words in a journal with definitions and where those words were encountered. Now about review and assessment. Fun language review activities can include and provide plentiful practice for vocabulary, such as Pictionary, Bingo, Jeopardy, charades. Dry erase boards can give the whole class practice with writing and responding. Group response techniques also give students a nonverbal way to participate. And numbers 3, 2, 1 for self-assessment for having met content and language objectives. For review prior to assessment, you might use a stock market game where teams bid on the correct option they believe correct among various answer options. Or, for instance, interactive technology, polls, or quiz games. Also very valuable to the sheltered classroom, multimodal assessments. At the lower grades, perhaps students are creating dual language picture books. At the higher grades, perhaps designing a website that combines print and other forms of communication. This demonstrates the subject content and is an outlet for student expression and exploration of interests. Let's enjoy math. Not celebrate speed, as process is more important than answers, and make it accessible, make math accessible. When we do that, we hear our students, and we can celebrate cultures.